My name's Sam, and this is Pilgrim Pit Stop, a podcast about following Jesus through life's highs and lows. Most of the episodes are conversations about following this incredible, demanding, forgiving man. Some are adventures I've had following him, and others are reflections on the Bible, faith, and spirituality. Why not subscribe and join me on the journey? Here's a little clip of what's coming up in today's episode. But it's certainly a pretty disturbing portrayal of church leadership gone wrong, I guess you'd say. All right, let's go. I am coming to you from Port Nadler Bay in Cornwall. I'm staying here, not too far from here, at an abbey, a monastery. I'll tell you more about that maybe in the next episode. But I'm just taking some time off. It's the 27th of February 2022, Sunday afternoon, and I've just come down to the coast, and I want to share with you some things that I've been listening to recently that have really inspired me. There's all sorts of podcasts and music, and films and TV, books, all sorts of things that have inspired me over the past year. But I just wanted to share just a few podcasts and music recommendations because they've really sort of spoken to me in different ways. So I've got a list here, and it is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six little things that you can go and find if you're interested. So the first one is an album, an amazing, amazing album that was recommended to me by a friend, and I think it's really wonderful. It's called Poet Priest, and it's by a guy called Andy Squires. You spell his surname Squires. I mean, I don't know much about this guy, but his music is absolutely incredible. You know, it's an album that really looks at what it means to follow God and to deal with doubt and to deal with uncertainty and shame and all sorts of things. I mean, it's an incredibly raw album, incredibly vulnerable. He puts a lot of himself into it, I guess you could say. I don't know. It just really spoke to me. When the first time I listened to it, I just thought, this is unlike anything I've ever heard, certainly in the Christian music world. Yeah, it's kind of unlike anything I've ever heard. So I'd encourage you to check it out. I mean, some of the lyrics that he puts down are just, they're kind of shocking, and they're so powerful. They kind of hit you in the gut. I've written down just one from one of the songs on the album called Dead Horse, and the lyric goes like this: "Here is my secret miscarriage, here is my public divorce. Nobody taught me to let go, so I learned how to beat a dead horse. Now all of my altars are empty, except for this lone hallelujah. The heat of your fire's just a memory, but nothing is wasted with you." Another podcast this time that I would recommend, I really enjoyed, is probably the wrong word, but I certainly appreciated, was The Rise and Fall of Mars Hill. Now, this was a wow, I mean, a real journey to listen to this podcast. It's a long series of 15 episodes, each one about an hour long. It's an incredibly detailed exploration of this church called Mars Hill in Seattle, which was founded in 1996 by a guy called Mark Driscoll, an incredibly charismatic incredibly charismatic leader who just drew people to him and drew people to this church, and this church saw such amazing growth at the start of the noughties, and then it collapsed almost overnight in 2014 as a result of some things that came to light about the way that the church had been run and certain practices and things that were going on in the leadership. And for me, this is a really important podcast for us to listen to as Christians. It's a reminder that the church is so often not what God would want, and so often can fall prey to things like celebrity and to abuse and bullying and all sorts of really awful things. It's a podcast that's produced by Christianity Today, and Mike Cosper is the lead presenter, and it's a very well put together podcast, incredibly thorough. I suppose the one voice that's missing from the podcast, which I noticed, was Mark Driscoll himself. I mean, it's noticeable that he's not featured. You hear a lot of him talking, and you hear a lot of his sermons and audio. But I mean, it would have been really interesting, of course, to hear his side of the story as well. But it's certainly a pretty disturbing portrayal of church leadership gone wrong, I guess you'd say. So that's the rise and fall of Mars Hill. It's a quite a tough listen in some ways. I mean, it's not an easy podcast to listen to. But it's certainly, I think, quite important. That's the rise and fall of Mars Hill. If you want to go deep into that story, another album that I've been listening to this for a while, actually. It was recommended to me by one of my church leaders in Derby. And I remember there was a group of us from the church who went off to a kind of weekend retreat in Derbyshire, in the Peak District. And we listened to this album in the car on the drive down. I remember just thinking, wow, this is something else. I mean, this is an amazing album. It's been around for a long time. It's called City of Gold, and it's put together by a group of people: Phil Baggerly, Dave Clifton, Ian Blythe. There's poetry and prose in there from Adrian Plass, and there are passages from John Bunyan's A Pilgrim's Progress. And it's a really interesting album. It's a kind of fusion of music and poetry and prose and reflections on heaven, I guess. It's all about heaven, and it's all about what eternity looks like, or might look like, or could look like. It's a reflection on the kind of the pilgrimage, I guess, to eternity that we're all on, and that that infuses life with an amazing sense of hope. It's a very hopeful album, I'd say. Very beautiful album. There's some beautiful melodies in there, some beautiful harmonies, and some real moments of transcendence and of reaching, you know, high to the sky. I guess it's an album that has its feet firmly planted in the world, in the here and now, in the kind of normal everyday life stuff. But it's reaching up to something eternal. And I find it an incredible source of comfort, especially when I'm feeling down. I think it's a good place to turn. And it's been a real feature of my journey over the last, I guess, 2 years. I keep on coming back to it. So it's not a new discovery by any means, but you may well have come across it. But if you don't know it, it's been around for a while, but it's It's a wonderful, wonderful, warm album called City of Gold. Another podcast now that I want to recommend is Soul Music. Soul Music is it's not a Christian or spiritual podcast particularly. It's a Radio 4, BBC Radio 4 podcast radio show, which just each week takes a song, and you know, a pop song often, and kind of breaks it down and tells stories of people who have in some way encountered that song at significant points in their lives. So there's amazing stories of, you know, music speaking to people. I mean, I think music's amazing, isn't it? It really just taps into something so deep in us, and I think it's so important that we have music, and that we have musicians and artists and creatives. And soul music is doing that. It's kind of going deep into why music is important, why music is often, you know, kind of reaches beyond words or what we can say just in words. It kind of taps into something much deeper, and often their choices of songs kind of resonate with the interviewees in spiritual ways. And I found that with quite a few of their episodes, that often you hear people talking from the Christian faith point of view, but also from different world religions, and some really interesting connections that are made that you maybe wouldn't expect. And I think one of those for me, maybe you would expect it, but certainly one of those episodes that definitely tapped into this spiritual aspect of music was the episode they did on U2's I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For, which I love. I think it's a great song. But that episode is really interesting because they interview a few different people from different perspectives, different religions, and each of them find quite significant meaning in that song. And there's one story they tell. They interview a Jesuit priest, and I really love it. I love his story, where he talks about receiving the call to become a Jesuit, and he talks about how he hears this song, I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For. He hears it on the radio at a really kind of significant point in his life, and he's driving and he has to just stop. He's crying. He can't kind of carry on. It feels like something spiritual is happening. It's a really beautiful, very honest description, I guess, of what music can do, and maybe how, you know, how God can work through, you know, I believe as a Christian, how God can work through music, how God can call to us through beautiful songs, beautiful songwriting. So I really like that episode, and there's you know, they're all good. They've done loads of famous songs, but I think it's a fantastic podcast. It's very well produced, and they have a real range of voices that chime in. So that's Soul Music, BBC Radio 4 podcast. And it's interesting, talking about this Jesuit priest, you know, I, as I've mentioned, am currently living with a community, Christian community, which was founded by a Jesuit about 50 years ago, and it has Jesuit or Ignatian spirituality kind of built into it. So I'm, I guess, experiencing something of this this way of life, and that feeds into my next recommendation, which is actually the music of this community that I'm living with. So the community is called Chemin Neuf. It's a French Catholic community with an ecumenical vocation, which just means that it's Catholic but welcomes and works with people of all denominations, like even, you know, Protestants like like me, people from all backgrounds. They're a wonderful, wonderful community, and I love their music. They write lots of music. They're a very creative community. Lots of young people who are incredible artists and incredible musicians. And so, you know, you can go on Spotify and you can search for Chemin Neuf, the community of Chemin-Neuf. They're actually on Spotify with their French name, so that's Communauté du Chemin-Neuf. Communauté with an accent on the E, and du Chemin-Neuf, Chemin-Neuf. And they've got loads of albums there, stretching way back through their history that they've created, and they've got this tradition really of writing music and bringing that into the liturgy, bringing that into the worship, and so that's really exciting for me. And if you listen, I think to their music, you'll maybe you'll hear something of that freshness, that sense of, you know, developing new musical forms and experimentation, but also a real sense of history, a real sense of tradition. So you've got that kind of Jesuit tradition in there, stretching way back, of course. So there's sort of chants, and there's things in Latin and different languages, but then there's lots of very modern sounding pieces as well. I'd recommend, if you want somewhere to start with the community and their music, which has been such a blessing to me, maybe you could go to one of their more recent albums, which is called Messe des Nations, and it's got a kind of red album cover. You'll find it'll be near the top of their directory, and it's a good one to start on. I think it's quite a nice blend of old and new, and you hear some different languages. This community is international. It's French in origin, but now, you know, there are community groups around the world, so you hear some of the different languages that are represented. Yeah, it's a good album, and it's the kind of the world that I'm in at the moment. It's quite natural that I'd recommend this, but yeah, if you want to hear a little bit of the community's music, that would be a good place to start. So that's a recommendation. And then my final recommendation is actually just a song, just one particular song that has kind of been with me ever since I left Derby. I left Derby, where I used to live, coming up to 2 years ago. And I remember just as I was leaving this place that had been my home for 4 years, and which had been a real kind of real formational time for me personally. It taught me a lot, and I'd built some amazing friendships there, and was so blessed by the church and the community that I was part of there. I mean, it was an amazing place, but I knew that, I think that God was calling me into something new, and I didn't quite know what that was. And I just remember feeling at that time quite kind of weak in many ways, you know, excited about what the future might hold. Oh, it's just starting to rain. Oh well, let's wrap this up. I remember feeling quite excited about what the future would hold, but also quite kind of unsure about what that actually looked like. And I just remember this song kind of came up and was such a, almost like the soundtrack to that period of moving away from Derby, and knowing that I wanted to travel and wanted to go overseas, but not quite sure how that would work. And then, of course, all the stuff with COVID, which we don't need to go into, but it made that really quite painful a difficult year of feeling a little bit disillusioned. Anyway, this song really was with me through that whole time, and for me it's a song that more than any other for me personally speaks to the reality of what it's like to follow God and to trust in God when life's really hard. And it's called Weaker Side. It's by Benjamin Torrens, and it's from his 2017 EP Starling Assemblies. It's Weaker Side by Benjamin Torrens. It's a really simple song. It's a really simple production. The way it's been recorded is even just, it's very low key. It's just him and a piano, but I think it's, just listen to it. I can't really do it justice, but of anything, if you want to listen to one of these recommendations, just put on Weaker Side by Benjamin Torrens. I think it's a beautiful and really quite profound song. So that's it. Those are my recommendations. Andy Squires, Poet Priest, it's really chucking it down now. So I'm going to I'm going to end this. Poet Priest, Andy Squires. The Rise and Fall of Mars Hill. City of Gold by Phil Baggerly, David Clifton, Ian Blythe. Soul Music, the BBC podcast. Communauté du Chemin Neuf, their music, especially Mess des Nations. And Benjamin Torrens' Weaker Side. That's it. Those are my recommendations. Bless you. I'm going to head back to the Abbey because I'm getting absolutely drenched. Bye-bye. Many thanks to Johnny Davies for creating the theme tune. Thanks as well to Tattooed Preacher and Thomas Thorogood for the additional music. Please consider rating and reviewing this podcast. And if you want to support it further, there are two fun ways to do that. Just check the description for the links. I really appreciate you listening. God bless you, and I'll see you down the road.